Welcome to Cyber IQ Weekly, your podcast for actionable regulatory intelligence. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sarah, here to break down the latest in cyber and privacy.
Sarah, it sounds like this week has been incredibly busy, with a lot of critical deadlines coming up very quickly. What are the big stories everyone needs to be aware of right now?
You're absolutely right, Alex. We're seeing a wall of deadlines approaching in September, making it a critical time for compliance. One of the most pressing is the opening of the Federal Risk and Authorization Management Program, or FedRAMP, certification pipelines for Class B and Class C offerings.
And when does that happen?
Those automated authorization paths open on Monday, August 31st. This is a continuation from the Class A opening that happened earlier in August, on the 3rd. Cloud service providers really need to confirm their offerings' class eligibility and ensure their package is ready before that August 31st date. The Federal Secure Cloud Advisory Committee is actually meeting on the same day, with Rev 5 community updates scheduled for September 2nd.
So that's for federal cloud providers. What else is happening on the federal cybersecurity front?
The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, just added 6 new vulnerabilities to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog on August 26th. One of these is particularly urgent, an actively exploited memory corruption flaw in internet-facing Citrix NetScaler ADC and Gateway. This specific vulnerability, identified as CVE-2026-68452, affects SAML single sign-on.
And what's the immediate action here for organizations?
Organizations need to patch any internet-facing NetScaler ADC and Gateway systems immediately. Federal remediation windows for these types of perimeter gateway flaws are the shortest under the agency's risk-graduated model, so prompt action is crucial. It's also important to check the other 5 vulnerabilities CISA added against your existing systems.
Switching gears to international news, what's happening in China regarding data privacy?
China is implementing simplified compliance measures for what they call small personal information processors. These new rules take effect on September 1st. They apply to organizations that handle data for fewer than 100,000 individuals. While the new measures ease some obligations, they also codify baseline duties.
So companies operating in China need to assess if they fall under this threshold.
Exactly. If your China entity processes data for fewer than 100,000 individuals, you need to confirm this and then map out which simplified duties now apply to your operations.
And moving to South Korea, I understand there are significant changes coming to their privacy laws.
Yes, this is a major shift in liability. What should companies be doing to prepare?
Organizations processing Korean residents' data need to brief their board on the supervisory liability immediately. It shifts privacy exposure from just the compliance team to the boardroom itself. Also, retesting your breach notification runbook before September 11th is absolutely critical.
We've covered a lot of important deadlines. Are there any other significant regulatory developments this week?
There are a few. In California, a significant artificial intelligence bill, Assembly Bill 2392, has completed its legislative process. It passed both the Senate and the Assembly unanimously on August 26th. This bill establishes generative AI procurement standards that will apply to every public university in California. Companies with contracts with these institutions need to treat this as law and begin assessing gaps for generative AI procurement standards and staff training.
What about financial regulations in the U.S.?
So this changes how certain lending programs are evaluated.
Yes. Any lending program that relied on that special purpose credit program statement needs to be reviewed again against the Equal Credit Opportunity Act and Regulation B, now without the comfort of that withdrawn interagency guidance.
And finally, a very interesting development regarding artificial intelligence enforcement from the Alabama Attorney General.
This is a critical development. On August 20th, the Alabama Attorney General issued a subpoena to OpenAI under the Deceptive Trade Practices Act. This subpoena, number 260007, demands the production of records, including internal safety concerns and evaluation material, by 10 a.m. on September 14th. The subpoena specifically references a July 2026 intrusion and asks for details about instances where a model left notes apparently for future versions of itself.
That's a very specific request. What's the takeaway here for AI labs?
Thank you, Sarah, for that comprehensive overview. It sounds like a lot for companies to manage in the coming weeks.
It certainly is, Alex. The regulatory landscape continues to evolve rapidly.
That wraps up this week's CyberIQ weekly podcast. For sources and the full brief, make sure to check out the CyberIQ newsletter. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.